If you have not given us your name and where you're calling from, would you do so at this time?
Good morning.
Hello, all you powerful people. It's Gloria Tate. I'm from Houston, Texas.
Good morning, Ms. Gloria Tate from Houston, Texas. We give you kingdom greetings this morning and welcome you to the Master Call. Once again, this is Tiffany Lauderdale from Inglewood, California, on the West Coast, welcoming you all this marvelous Monday morning to the Master's Call, to seek the Master first and to line ourselves up to do what God would have us to do first thing in the morning. So we welcome you to the Master's Call, where Dr. get the call started this morning. It is a minute after 5. So once again, I welcome each of you to the Master's Call. And we're going to go ahead and start off in prayer this morning. Before I start off with prayer, I'm just going to give you a little bit of the foundation for the Master's Call. The Master's Call started on October the 25th of 2010. Our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa. Our mission statement for the call is to enhance, to enrich, to empower believers as they begin their day, accepting his call to be ministers in the marketplace. So I invite each of you to continue to join us Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time to the Master's Call. So let us go to the throne of God in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have made, O God. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We do not come to you this morning complaining about anything, but we come to you, O God, being thankful for everything. For truly, you are God. You are Father. You are our refuge. You are our strength. You are our provider. You are our hope, Father God. And Father God, we love you, O God. So we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, O God. And we know that everything else will be added, Father God. We don't think on those things that are bad, but we think on those things that are good, O God, because that is what you are to us. You are an awesome God. You are a great God. And we just thank you that you have brought us all into another day. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that your will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven, O God. Father God, I come right now lifting up the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. I come lifting them up to you, O God. I ask that you would continue to heal and deliver and encourage and give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the strength that they need, Father God, to continue to fulfill the purpose and the plan that you have given them for their lives. I come in lifting up Artists International, Father God. Artists International as a whole, Father God, as an international company. I come lifting up each and every leader, president, platinum, advisor, coordinator, executive, Father God, whatever it is that our assignments are, whatever the positions are, I come lifting us up right now, Father God, that truly the vision that you have set forth for Artists International, Father God, will be manifest, Father God, and no weapons which are formed, Father God. They may form, but they will not prosper in the name of Jesus, Father God. So keep us and strengthen us, O God. Father God, please do what only you could do, Father God. We move ourselves out the way, Father God, so that your glory, Father God, will be revealed to us, O God. So we bless you today, Father God. Heal us today. Clean us up, Father God. Create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, O God, so that we can serve you, so that we can be ministers in the marketplace, so that we can represent you, O God. We love you, O God, and we bless you, Father God, for truly you have brought us out and brought us through many things, many trials, many tribulations, Father God. And we know and we bless your holy name, O God. We love you today, O God. And as we go through this Monday morning, Father God, I pray that you would bless the speaker as she would come, Father God. I pray, Father God, that the words that she says, Father God, would not just go in our ears, but that they would be in our spirits and our souls and our minds, Father God. And we'll be forever grateful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray these in all things. Amen. At this time, it's a privilege and a pleasure and an honor for me to bring to each one of you one of the founders of this call at this time, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Ms. Tiffany?
Yes, we can hear you.
It is certainly good.
Dr. PK, I can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you for opening us up. Thank you for prayer this morning. Thank each and every one of you for being on the call. I bring you kingdom greetings from Loveland, Colorado. I thank God for what he is doing for me up on this mountaintop and just how much he's blessing me up here. I just want to say to you that your word this morning is going to be a powerful word from a woman of God whom I believe most of you know, and if you don't know her, you will get to know her. I want you to know her by the Spirit of God and not so much by what we think that we have accomplished as people in our flesh, but God's Spirit is what we need to feel. She reigns from the Big D, Dallas, Texas, and the thing that I really like about our speaker today is she truly, truly loves God's people, wants to connect with you, and want to bring you what thus said the Lord from his table to you and feed you. She is a woman who has traveled and still travels to take the word of God into the marketplace and share it with God's people. And with no further ado, so that we can really hear the word of God, and I know that she's been before his face to get us a word today, I present to you a woman who has absolutely held up the artist family with me spiritually and prayed for each and every one of you in this company. I bring to you my friend and my sister in the Lord who absolutely loves the Lord and his people, Pastor and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Will you please come and feed us the word this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to have each and every one of you on the Master's Call family line this morning. We welcome so many new people we see on the line. Our warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. This call truly is all about the Master. And I know I have a word from the Lord this morning. I'm going to encourage you to get your pen and your paper so that you can take notes and eat the word, meditate and chew on the word again and again and again. The title of our message for today is God is preparing you for what he has prepared for you. God is preparing you for what he has prepared for you. And the subtitle is, have loyalty to your God-ordained assignment. Have loyalty to your God-ordained assignment. I'm going to go to the Word of God this morning. Hopefully you have your Bibles with you. If not, if you're driving, just listen. It's a very familiar book that many of us have studied, but as I was seeking the face of the Lord and sticking with the theme with our Artist International family, God dropped Ruth into my spirit. And I'm going to go to the book of Ruth and start in the first chapter and read verses 1 through 6. Then verse 8, verse 10, and then 14 through 18 to kind of give an overview of what we'll be talking about today. God is preparing you for what he has prepared for you. Have loyalty to your God-ordained assignment. Starting in the first chapter of Ruth, the first verse. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephraites of Bethlehem, Judah, and they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband died, and she was left, and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab, and the name of one was Orpha, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the women were left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Verse 8. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as have dealt with the dead and with me also. Verse 10. And they said unto her, surely we will turn with thee unto thy people. Going to verse 14. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. In other words, Orpah left. And verse 15, and she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And this is the verse, many of you know, verse 16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught by death part thee and me. Where she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. We're talking this morning about God preparing for you what he has prepared for you. Loyalty, having loyalty to your God-ordained assignment. First, let's define prepare so we're all on the same page, because prepare is a verb. It's an action word. It means to put in proper condition or readiness, to manufacture, compound, or compose. And the word loyalty, which is where we're hanging our heart and our mind and our assignment on this morning, loyalty means faithfulness to commitments or obligation. Faithfulness to commitments or obligations, or faith adherence to a sovereign government, leader, or cause. And Ruth truly was faithful. Faithful also means, we're saying the word loyalty is synonymous with faithfulness, which means confidence, expectation, and trust. When God is preparing you, we must first learn our principles today for our loyalty with our assignment is don't curse your training ground, your process. So first, when God is preparing you, we must first learn don't curse your training ground, your process. Philippians 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Get your mind right. Understand it's a process. It's a season. And in Philippians 4, verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So what are we saying with our first principle? As God is preparing you, keep an attitude of gratitude. Ruth made up her mind, a steadfast mind, that I'm going to stay with Naomi. See, we're going through this process right now, especially in our artist family, and we must be seeing ourselves become better, not get bitter. We must see ourselves being perfected for purpose, not being poisoned by wrong actions. We must see ourselves staying focused, not accepting failure. We must see ourselves remaining determined, not allowing others for us to be destroyed. We must see ourselves as victorious, not as victims. See, Ruth made a decision to remain loyal to where God had placed her and got her mind set right for whatever would lie ahead. For her loyalty would lead her to a legacy and become part of a lineage of Christ. See, both Orpah and Ruth had the same option, to stay or to leave. And life will always present choices. Orpah was not criticized for her choice in the scriptures because she left light, and she left being blessed by Naomi. Life will have godly separations, but they must be done in decency and in order. Then God can bless all involved, and we have to learn in our process how to leave right. So you will not have to face, I call it the harsh harvest of bad seeds of behavior and choices in your past. Some of us are praying now for crop failure, for some of the bad seeds we sowed, some bad actions, some bad choices that we have made that have been later harvested in our lives, causing great havoc and pain. See, we have other biblical examples of matriarchs and patriarchs going through their season of God preparing them for what he had prepared for them. We can't skip our process. Through the process, we must always stay true to our purpose and not be moved by people. Let me say that again. Through our process, we must always stay true to our purpose. If God called us to a thing, we stay with that thing. If he called us to a person, to a situation, between you and God, don't be moved by people. Some will understand, but many will not. We have examples in Exodus 37 through 50 with the story of Joseph, when he went through seasons of preparing to walk into his destinies. Scholars tell us from that 37th chapter, when he first had his dream of his brothers bowing down in sheaves, it was as much as 17 to 20 years before he ended up at the end of his destiny. He went from the pit to the palace to the prison, to what God had prepared for Joseph as prime minister, to be the deliverer of his family and his people. We also have Esther. Esther went through a season of preparation almost a year, physically and spiritually. But she had to be reminded that her preparation process, as Mordecai reminded her in Esther 4, was for such a time as this, that we have to face our fears with faith in God. We have an example of Paul. In 2 Corinthians 11, 23 through 33, when Paul outlines his process, his season of preparation, when he talks about all the many things he went through and all the shipwrecked and beaten and left for dead and all he went through on his ultimate journey, his ultimate assignment, on his way to appear before King Herod in Rome. Jesus, our ultimate example. Remember, Jesus was born to die. He was prepared. He left perfection in heaven to come to earth. The preparation of 30 years for 3 1/3 years of ministry, from a major to a carpenter to a ministry of miracles to the cross, which had been prepared for him, to prepare for us a life of victory in Christ Jesus. Oh, God is preparing you for what he has prepared for you. Have loyalty to your God-ordained assignment. We even have examples of the natural, when there are clear seasons of preparation. I love to use the example of the caterpillar to become a butterfly. There's a struggle. It's part of that process of preparation. It's called good old character building. See, the struggle to come out of the cocoon is a mandate, not an option. Remember, work comes before success. The only place you'll find success before work is in your dictionary. So let it be a perfecting process of don't curse your valley, don't curse your challenges. Let them perfect you and mature you. If you try to rescue that caterpillar or help it escape out of the cocoon, it'll die because it'll come forth before its due season. And some of us have tried to rush shortcuts, taken advantages of situations, and then when we got there, we weren't ready. We couldn't handle it. I love how years ago when I was in seminary at ORU, I was often taught and told, don't let your charisma get you somewhere your character can't keep you. In other words, don't let your gifts and talents promote you to a place your character has not been strengthened through the process to keep you there. Don't say amen or oh me. What about an example of a seed, a fruit? A seed must first die to the soil, stays in the soil in secret before it reappears as good fruit. in John 12:24. That's in the red, y'all. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground, it die. It abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit, a seed above ground." Just has potential. You and I, before Christ, have potential. But with that, we all must go through our season of God preparing us for what he has prepared for us. And for Naomi, it was an emotional struggle to even get back and to go back and face the folks at home in Bethlehem with no husband and no sons. Remember the culture of that time, to face an uncertain future with someone, Ruth, depending on her wisdom and her guidance. In our preparation process, we first must do our part. That's the second principle. I'm sorry, the third principle. We first must do our part. Then we can be assured that God will do his part. See, in chapter 2, Ruth began to work in Boaz's field and glean ears of corn. Her stepping out on faith walked her right into the favor of God. See, when we do our part, God brings us favor. When we do our part, God orders our footsteps. When we do our part, God brings awesome people across our path. And when we do our part first, God enlarges our border. So remember, when we are faithful, when we are loyal to our assignment, God is always loyal to us. The preparation process will always include strategies from heaven. I call them the blueprint from glory, drops down into your spirit, and we must follow it, even when we don't always understand. It's called faith, saints. See, Ruth followed the instructions of Naomi by going down to the threshing floor in that third chapter of Ruth. Favor had a formula, and Ruth's obedience led her also to her great fortune with Boaz. For she married him, and her loyalty produced the God-ordained family, which fulfilled her God-ordained assignment. So from her loyalty, it produced and birthed the legacy, and from that legacy, it produced her as part of a lineage of Christ. Today, God is preparing you for what he has prepared for you. Have loyalty. Have faithfulness. Be consistent to your God-ordained assignment. When God, let's review our point for today. First, when God is preparing you, we first must learn, don't curse your training ground. There's going to be some hiccups. There's going to be some bumps in the road. There's going to be some showcases nobody shows up in 30 confirmed. There's going to be some folks who swore they would stick with you and they're going to be your accountability partner, and then they turn out to be Casper, ghosts, can't find them. But you stay consistent. If God called you, then God will sustain and provide for you. Remember, what God has tried to get to you, he has to first work through you. Keep an attitude of gratitude. And secondly, struggle is part of our process of preparation for your destiny. Endure your season of preparation. It's called good old character building. Then thirdly, when we are faithful, when we are loyal to our assignment, God is always loyal to us. Then fourthly, the preparation process will always include strategies from heaven, and we must follow them, even when we don't understand them. See, there's a lot of roads from Dallas to Houston, and some will get us there faster than others, but if God told some of us to go one way and others to go another way, we go the way God told us because our provision, our protection, our guidance is in obedience to the instructions. And lastly, artists is a process of preparation, preparing us for a life of wealth and great health more than we have ever imagined. And God has prepared it for us and our children's children for our good, but utmost for his glory. So today, remember, God is preparing you for what he has prepared for you. Have loyalty to your God-ordained assignment. I speak it into your spirit and decree and declare everyone on this line will be loyal to our mandate, to our mission, to be his ministers in the marketplace in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. PK. Or Miss Tiffany.
Good God of mercy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
All right. Thank you so very much for that powerful, powerful word this morning. I tell you, God is preparing us for what he has for us. And that loyalty is one of the basic principles of us receiving that from God. Thank you for carrying us through this morning, Pastor Vanessa, and giving us the word of God. Yes. At this time, we're going to have our closing prayer and just thank God. Thank God for what he has done for us and what he is doing for us right now. Willa, Candy, are you there to give us our closing prayer?
Robin, your line is open.
Hi, Dr. PK, it's Robin.
Hey, Ms. Robin, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Praise
God.
God
bless you. If you could
Father,
just close
yes, I will.
In prayer, we'd appreciate it.
Amen. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And first and foremost, we want to thank you for your mercy, Lord God. Thank you because your mercy is anew each and every single day. And Lord God, you said in your word in 1 John 1:9 that if we would confess our sins, you would be faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So Lord God, we know that you are preparing us and we want to be loyal to you. And if there's anything that we have done or we have said, Father God, we come before you and we confess and we repent in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you because you are our advocate. We thank you because you are our deliverer, you are our shepherd, you are our high priest. You are the Lord of lords and you are the King of kings. We thank you that our foundation is firm because it is on a solid rock in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the prayers that have gone forward, Lord God, and we know that you are the deliverer. You are the healer. You are the protector. You are our love. You are our peace. You are our joy. You are our strength. We thank you, Lord, that your word will not return void unto you. Your word has gone forward, Lord God, into all of the requests that have come forward, Father, and your word is accomplishing every single thing that we brought forward in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said that if we believe your word, we know that your word will not return void. And we believe it. We stand on it. We're not moved by what we see in the natural. We know that you, Lord Jesus, will perfect those things that concern us. So we are loyal to you. Continue to prepare us for what you have in store for your people this day, in Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. PK.
Praise God. Thank you so very much, Ms. Robin. Thank you. And I want to remind each and every one of you to go to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com, the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com, and submit any prayer requests or suggestions that you may have for this call. Pastor Vanessa and I would be more than happy to get back with you and to get those prayer requests out to our prayer warriors. We also want you to know that if you go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. You will be able to hear the message that you just heard this morning over and over again, and the rest of our messages are archived there as well. Looking forward to hearing and seeing you in the future at our artist events, but especially hearing your voices on this call every morning, Monday through Friday, right here at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
7 a.m.
7 a.m. Thank you for that correction, Pastor Vanessa. We are right here at our time, and we thank God for you. We say to you, go out and have a blessed day with God Almighty. Have a super fantastic harvest this day, knowing that God is preparing you for what he has for you. God bless you. Goodbye.